on this first Saturday of the month of June, the month dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is the same Sacred Heart that we have in the Tabernacle, our Lord and Savior. We also, of course, honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary, especially in this shrine, where on this day, those who come here can receive a plenary indulgence according to the usual prescriptions of the law. And it is also in this rite, the celebration today and tomorrow of the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, which most of the world, including we in the Gregorian Rite, celebrated Thursday. And in most of the countries of the world, it is a holy day of obligation. It is a day in which our Lord asked St. Juliana of Liege that she should go to the bishop and the pope and request for a special day just for the Blessed Sacrament. Now, of course, we have the Last Supper, but that commemorates more so the sacrifice, and it commemorates the priesthood, the ordination of the first bishops and priests, and of course, the Passion of our Lord. All of it is all one thing, but our Lord wants this to be brought out. And this is very, very especially necessary in this day and age when so many, many sins of sacrilege are committed against our Lord in this most holy sacrament of the altar. It is none other than God Himself whom we adore in the tabernacle, whom we adore in the chalice and in the paten and the ciborium after the consecration. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of Christ, and through the hands of the priest, consecrated by the Holy Spirit with the sacred chrism. Of course, on this day, throughout the whole world and the United States too, many, many young priests have been ordained. And we prepared for this last week with the days of penance and abstinence that we celebrated on Friday and on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday of last week, the Ember Days established by the apostles and unfortunately forgotten and thrown out by those who claim to want to restore the liturgy and instead have destroyed it. And so we are in great need, a great obligation to pray to our Lord, one, in reparation for the sins committed against Him in this most holy sacrament. And then we have to pray for the restoration of that faith. And so today, in a very special way, we do this as we celebrate this vigil of the external feast, as it is called, of Corpus Christi tomorrow. In addition, we also honor His Immaculate Mother. In this month dedicated to the Sacred Heart, we cannot go too far away from the Immaculate, from the Sacred Heart of Mary either. It is she who agreed to give birth to the Son of God. And it is from her body and blood, and only her body and blood, that we have the Eucharist. The body and blood which Jesus gives to us in the Eucharist has only one source, and that is Mary. And so we always need to remember, and that is why the Church for many centuries has had a special devotion to Our Lady of the Eucharist, because it is from Mary that the Eucharist comes, physically speaking. Spiritually, it is, of course, by the power of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three are involved in this great mystery, as we say before communion, or the priest says before communion, in one of the prayers that is in the Missal, for him to prepare to receive communion worthily. by the will of the Father and the cooperation of the Holy Spirit, have given us this most august sacrament of the Eucharist. All three persons are involved, all three persons of the Trinity, even though the Son may be in the forefront sometimes, or the Holy Spirit other times, and at other times the Father. But in regards to all of His creation, it is the whole Trinity that is involved. They are inseparable no matter what. Never can they be far from each other. In the meantime, we give thanks to God for these great mysteries. For what God is like unto our God that is so close to us. In the case of this God, the only and true God, and there is no other, what God is there like unto our God that actually comes inside our body, inside our heart and soul, and inside our stomach to become part of us, that we may become part of Him? The great mystery and the great preaching of the early fathers of the church, who talked about the divinization of man. Christ comes into us that we might become like Him who is God. The divinization of man. And that is why, of course, the sacraments, the sacrament of baptism, which we have conferred just a few days ago on three wonderful young children, and will in many more during this summer as we continue to grow. And then tomorrow, 10 children will receive the holy sacrifice, the holy sacrament of the Eucharist for the first time. And so we give thanks to God for these wonderful events of our faith, of our holy Catholic faith. May He be praised forever and ever, unto ages of ages. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.